Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're getting into Father's Day weekend as well. So my 10-year-old son, Drew, is going to have dad jokes all morning long. Want to hear a dad joke?
Oh, yeah.
Where do pirates get their hooks?
Where do pirates get their hooks? I'm not sure.
Secondhand stores.
Oh, secondhand stores.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of morning. We're going to get into some online shopping stuff, too, next. It's Q104. That's Alex Warren, Ordinary. I believe right now that is still the number one song in the country. It might not be for much longer, though, because of Sabrina Carpenter's new song, Manchild.
I do have to say, it came out a week ago yesterday, and as of yesterday, that song is growing on me like crazy. It's all I listen to on repeat. From here, back home.
And the announcement yesterday was that Sabrina is dropping a new album in August, which surprised some fans, considering Short and Sweet came out just a year ago.
Yeah, that was not that long ago.
And Sabrina did do an interview yesterday with Rolling Stone, and here is her quote. She said, "If I really wanted to, I could have stretched out Short and Sweet much, much longer." I don't know what that means. What do you mean stretch it out? Like promote it?
Yeah. Like she could have continued the tour because she didn't even come to Cleveland.
No.
And you know how like artists do multiple legs of tours and they really milk an album for good like 2 years, generally speaking. She's saying like she could have done that, but she didn't want to. She wanted to make some new music.
And then Sabrina said, "But I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, wait a second, there's no rules.
Mm-hmm.
YOLO." No, she didn't say YOLO. I added that in.
Yeah, she's not a millennial. I would be shocked if she said YOLO.
Sabrina continued on, "If I'm inspired to write and make something new, I would rather do that. It's all about what feels right. I'm learning to listen to that a lot more instead of what is perceived as the right or wrong move."
I love her so much for this. That interview in Rolling Stone, really, really good.
Oh, yeah, because you showed me the cover of...
Yeah, the cover of, like, I love the cover. I think it's, like, amazing. I think it's a great cover. I know people have a lot to say. But also her thoughts about, like, her new song, because a lot of people don't like it. And she literally was like, "I do not care." Like, she said that in a much more not safe for work way. But she's like, "I do not care if people don't like this new song."
There is a link to, so you can see that album cover and probably a link to the article as well on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Let's get into some good vibes this morning on a Friday morning. What has you feeling good going into the weekend? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, rolling into Father's Day weekend. My 10-year-old son, Drew, brought some dad jokes today. You want another dad joke from Drew?
I love a good dad joke. Let's go.
Want to hear a joke about paper?
Do you want to hear a joke about paper?
Yeah, Drew, I want to hear that. Never mind, it's terrible.
Oh, I get it. Took me a second. Okay, haha. It's a pretty good one.
They are dad jokes. Good vibes on the way next. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. Laura in Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have a good vibe to share with us?
I do.
Go ahead.
So I have two jobs, and my wife is working to get disability and everything, so I work third shift and second shift, and I just happened to have both of those jobs off yesterday, and we found a new pool in Westlake, and we got to go swimming, and I'm still riding off of that fun day yesterday.
Oh, it was such a nice day out yesterday, too.
Yes, and I just got paid from both my jobs, so we had like a stack of money.
Oh, that's like the best.
Yeah.
Laura, it sounds like you have a lot going on. It sounds like you needed a day off like that.
Oh, I did. And it was so good, and the weather was perfect. Yeah.
What else did you guys get into? The pool? Anything else on the agenda yesterday?
My niece had a birthday, so we went out and got some presents for her and dropped them off. But the pool was honestly the best part. It was really, really cool. They have two slides and a lazy river and one of those rock climbing walls and a diving board.
Say less. I want to go.
Yeah,
I'm in.
It's Westlake. It's wonderful.
Is this at the Westlake Rec Center?
I believe so. It's Clegg Park.
Oh, Clegg. Clegg Park.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Yeah. Get wrong. We just moved there not too long ago, so we're still figuring out the area.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. We won't tell anyone. As far as we're concerned, you've lived in Westlake forever.
Thank you. Yeah. I think I'm getting it down pretty good. Yeah.
you'll figure it out. No problem. All right, Laura. Thank you so much for calling up this morning. Enjoy your new home of Westlake.
You. I love it.
You found the pool. There's plenty of other fun things to find.
Oh yeah, it's up. It's only up from here.
Cool. And I love your show. I listen to it every morning when I'm on the way home from work.
Oh, Laura, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you
so much. Yeah. Thank you for letting us be part of your day.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you for choosing us this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has a list of America's favorite TV dads. She mentioned that I don't even know who some of these people on the list are.
Some of them, I there's only two that I don't know, but I know that you're going to know who they are. So I'm curious of what your opinions of these TV dads are.
Here's my logic on this. I think that when I see these lists, like America's favorite TV dads, I just believe that shows were a little more wholesome in the 80s and 90s and even earlier than that, really.
Oh, that's not a belief. That's like a fact.
So I'm willing to bet that America's favorite TV dad is like from the 80s or something like that. But we'll see. I mean, yeah. I haven't seen the list. So
you would be close, but I don't think you're quite on the dot. So coming in, we're going to round out the top five. Number five on this list is number one in my heart. And I know you have a lot of love for this dad, too. Modern Family's Phil Dunphy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Absolutely.
He is my favorite TV dad. So goofy.
And I really can't think of anybody since Modern Family. I can't think of a show that has come out there. You're like, oh my gosh, I wish that was my dad.
Right.
It'd be so much fun living with that guy.
You know the episode where they drop Haley off at college and Phil makes her like that book of like memories?
You know, I don't think I know that. And only because I have not seen the last few seasons of Modern Family. I have to get caught up.
I think that was a little earlier on, but either way, like, I don't really cry like that often watching Modern Family. It's funny, but like that, oh my gosh, it gets me every time because he's just such a good dad. Number four on the list, another one of my favorites, Red Foreman, That 70s Show.
I've never really seen an episode of that.
Oh, you would love it. You would love that show.
I think it's one of those shows that I would just tune in and I really wasn't getting it. But it seemed to me that Red Foreman, that dad was just yelling all the time.
He was, but it was from a place of love.
I don't know
he
if I want
to. He was from a time before men understood their emotions.
I don't know if I want to live in a house where my dad's yelling at me all the time.
All right. Well, number three on this list, this is one of the ones I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Al Bundy married with children.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. It's, I mean, that show was like a parody of dysfunctional families. And so, I don't know. I mean, I guess at the heart of that show, everybody comes from a place of love. But I don't think I would have chosen Al Bundy as my favorite TV dad.
It's like, if I had a choice, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
Number two on this list is the other one. I know who this dad is. I've just never watched the show. Gomez Adams, the Adams family. Number two.
I can't help you there.
Yeah, okay, so we got nothing. And coming in at number one, I vaguely remember you saying that you did not like either this show or this dad. And this is literally number one, America's favorite TV dad, Tim Taylor, Home Improvement.
Yeah, I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah, I knew that you were going to be.
It was just a show I didn't really get into. Speaking of Home Improvement. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't my favorite TV dad.
And that was like a good wholesome 90s sitcom, though. If you want to talk about wholesome stuff, that's right up there.
I was going to say my favorite TV dad. Things haven't gone well for him in the years since. He's been accused of really, really horrible things.
Yeah, I know who it is.
And he damaged his legacy. So nobody really goes back and watches his episodes. But yeah.
Oh, you're not going to say who it is?
Well, I think everybody knows.
Yeah, you could deep dive it. You could find it in our podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write, bonus episodes.
Yeah, he was my favorite TV dad. But as I was saying, I think since those 80s and 90s sitcoms, I think shows have evolved a little bit where a lot of the shows that you're watching, and especially the dramas, the dads have a lot of flaws. Like Breaking Bad is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
But Walter White would not be on my list of favorite TV dads.
No.
Did you watch Malcolm in the Middle, though?
So I didn't watch it, but I watch episodes sometimes with Bryce. He loves it still.
I've seen a few episodes of that. They're bringing it back. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. The only one that's not coming back is the youngest son, Dewey.
Yeah, did you hear why? Here's Bryan Cranston explaining why Dewey is not coming back for the Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
He's a normal person now?
Well, I don't think he's not normal because he's really not my circle normal. He's really, really smart. I think he's getting his master's at Harvard right now. He said, God, no, I haven't acted since I was nine or something. Yeah. So I'm not into it.
Dewey isn't acting anymore, and now he's getting his master's at Harvard.
Let's go, Dewey.
Things turned out well for Dewey. That's good to hear.
Dewey's at Harvard. Frankie Muniz is racing cars now. I never would have guessed this, but I'm happy for him.
Yeah, me too. And it makes up for having horrible things happen to my favorite TV dad.
There you go.
All right, this morning, we're getting into Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Keith in Parma, who went out on a couple dates with someone, and then during dinner conversation, she drops, in his words, a giant red flag. We'll examine that coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. Here's what I like to think we're doing. I like to think that we're helping love blossom. We are helping you with your relationships, your new relationships, by identifying and dissecting red flags. We'll let you know if it's a red flag or not. Keith is on with us this morning. Keith, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us what's going on with you. Tell us about your new relationship.
Sure. Okay. So I really like this new girl I've been seeing. We've had a few dates and we've been hitting it off great. You know, we text all the time. It's really just like a nice flow. But on our last date, she revealed something about herself that had me a little concerned. She told me that she's a mom, that she has a 4-year-old daughter. Now, that is not the part that has me concerned, by the way. I wouldn't have any problem dating a single mother. I have in the past. It's not a big deal. But she mentioned to me that she doesn't have custody of her daughter, that her little girl lives with her mother, meaning the girl lives with her grandmother. However, she did not elaborate on that and did not explain why. And I didn't ask because I didn't know how to ask that. Why don't you have custody of your kid? You know, like, how do you even bring that up? I have no idea. That's a red flag, right? I mean, what do you guys think?
I think that is a red flag.
You do?
I do. But it could all easily be explained. Oh, but it would need to be explained. Like, Keith is right. How do you bring that up over dinner? It's like,
yeah. You said you guys have gone out on a few dates.
Yes.
And she just brought this up on the last date.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really know how you bring this up when it's that new. Like, it feels like it's not your place to ask, but also knowing that information would definitely help you determine, like, is this a red flag?
It's interesting that she brought it up, like,
it
during
is.
Dinner. It's interesting that she told you that she has a daughter and told you that she doesn't have custody of the daughter without explaining it to you. Like, explaining that you would think that would be the most natural thing to follow up with, because now your imagination is running wild. But why doesn't she have custody of her daughter? Is that her choice?
Yeah.
Is she so young that it's one of those situations, I don't know if you've ever heard of these, Alyssa, where the daughter thinks that the mom is the older sister and the grandmother is the mom? I mean, now that's what I would think. Like, well, tell me what it is. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that she at least told me she has a kid, and that's totally fine. But eventually, she probably thinks this is going to, you know, go the distance, which, you know, I was kind of hoping it would because she's great. So she had to bring that up.
Because she revealed something to you so personal, you're thinking that she's thinking more long term.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I mean, this is also a big part of her life. So I think I don't think that she could have held that in for too long without it seeming like she's trying to just, like, keep it from you. But I also think that, like, with this situation, does she see her daughter often?
I honestly don't know. I don't know too much about it. You know, we obviously haven't got that far. I don't know.
And is it any of Keith's business anyway?
Right.
That's a good point.
216-474-0104, because my imagination would be running wild. So I would be sitting there thinking, okay, you don't have custody of your daughter. Is that because you are an alcoholic? You used to be on crystal meth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, tell me the reason.
Kid of divorce over here, gone through the custody battle, been there, done that. It's not always like that black and white. It's not always something that bad. That's why, like, I wouldn't just jump to it automatically being a red flag. Like, I think that there needs to be a conversation. But yeah, I don't really know if it's Keith's place to ask.
Yeah, how do you bring that up in conversation? 216-474-0104. Keith found out that the girl that he's dating has a daughter, 4-year-old daughter, but she doesn't have custody. Is that a red flag for their relationship? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're doing Red Flag Friday. Keith in Parma really likes this girl. They went out on a couple of dates. During the last dinner conversation, she mentioned that she has a daughter, a 4-year-old daughter. However, she did not elaborate any further and mentioned that she currently does not have custody of her daughter. And Keith is kind of blown away by that information. He doesn't have a problem that she has a daughter, but the fact that she doesn't have custody of her daughter, he's wondering if that's a red flag. I think it's a red flag. Oliver is calling in. Oliver, would you be able to go phone to ear just for a second? Because we want to be able to hear everything that you have to say. And it sounds like there's kind of a wind tunnel. Sorry about this. Oliver had called in just a second ago, and he is a family lawyer. Oliver, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling into the show. You said that you are... This is something that you do. You've done this for a while. You're in family law.
Yeah, divorce, custody, support, all that fun stuff.
And with the information that we heard, and we're trying our hardest not to jump to any conclusions, but would you say, from what Keith described, is this a red flag for his relationship?
I kind of definitely do, to be honest, and I hate to be Debbie Downer this early in the morning on a Friday, but that's a tough one.
Why do you say that? Is it just experience?
It's experience. I mean, by law, moms, if the woman's unmarried, the mom automatically has custody, but dad is supposed to be looked at as an equal once he files to try. But dad wasn't mentioned at all, and those are the two parents. So now you have somebody who's a non-parent. Grandparents do have rights, but they have to ask, and it's a little bit tougher for them to get it. So if they've got it, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Oliver. Thank you for listening to us this morning. Heather is in Warren. Now, Heather, you mentioned trying to come up with reasons that might be innocent or might...
Not so nefarious. Not even innocent, but like something that might be just not what our brain is immediately jumping to, right? Like something like addiction.
Like, a better explanation on why grandma has custody of the son and not this woman that Keith is seeing. Heather, now you had mentioned that you were in a similar situation.
Yes. My mom had, it was temporary custody. So like I could go back to the court and get it like transferred over to me again. But it was while I was going to school. And I mean, I was working too. I had like two different jobs and, you know, going to school and having two jobs, like was extremely busy. I mean, I still saw my son and everything, but, she needed to have access to like medical records or to be able to authorize for treatment if I was away. So it was easier instead of just having to sign a paper every time he had to go to the pediatrician or something, it was easier for me to be able to, you know, just sign him over temporarily until I was done with school and everything, so she could authorize for treatment. So it's not always like something, you know, that the mother has done that's malicious. I mean, it could just be just, you know, something as simple as that. Maybe she works too much. Maybe she's going to school. I think maybe she didn't elaborate because maybe she wanted him to ask.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
yeah.
If he cares enough, he's going to ask me. But if he doesn't care, then I'm not going to elaborate. Maybe it's something sensitive or something. Maybe she's waiting to get to know him better.
Yeah,
you know, it could be anything. Like she could have been in an abusive relationship and thought that it was better for her daughter to be somewhere that, you know, her abusive partner or something couldn't find her, because I've also been in that situation, you know. So, I mean, it's not always at the mother's fault.
Okay.
I mean, it could just be a protection thing.
Thank you very much for listening to us and letting us know.
Yeah, I mean, on that point as well, too, I know that with that comes maybe this girl doesn't have a good job. Maybe there are no health benefits. Maybe she just wasn't in a place to actually financially be able to take care of a kid. And when you sign over that custody or guardianship, that does open the door to allow your kid, say, if the grandparents do have custody, that they can put them on their health insurance.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation going on here. And I am probably one of the least confrontational people around. But in this case, my advice to Keith would be, this is a follow-up conversation. And I can understand his reasons for not doing it at dinner, but you know, maybe go out on another date. And I would say, so I would open it up and say, hey, you know, thank you for telling me about your daughter. I'd be curious to find out, you know, more.
Yes.
About that. And just, and kind of like say, whatever you want to share, I'd be very curious to know.
Absolutely. I think it's definitely a conversation to be had, but and if it does scare him off the bat, by all means, this might not be for him, but if he's interested in her, yeah, just ask.
All right. Anything further, you can text us 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday, every Friday on the Q Morning Show. We're going to Twinsburg today to find our contestant. It's Don. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge, I have five questions right here. Here are the rules. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, in that case, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Don, you know the rules. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question number one. This TV dad raised three daughters with the help of his brother-in-law and best friend.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Pass.
All right. Very good. We'll go to the next question. Question two. She just announced she has a new album coming out. Her previous album was titled Short and Sweet.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Question three. The Switch 2 is breaking record sales this week. It's made by what company?
Switch 2.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that is, what Switch 2 is.
All right. Do you want to pass?
Yes, I'll pass.
All right. We'll go to question four. What U.S. city is famously associated with a brand of cream cheese, even though the product was never actually manufactured there?
It's a city, not a state, right?
It's a city.
Oh.
The name's right there on the label.
Philadelphia.
And let's move on to question five. What celebrity chef was in town dining at Fahrenheit earlier this week, and then again the other night at a restaurant in Cuyahoga Falls?
Martha Stewart.
All right, Don, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Don, it sounded like you had a little help there in the background. Who is that?
That was my wife.
Well, that was nice of her to help.
I didn't pay attention to her, though.
Well, I think you did. I think she helped you out with at least one of those, Don.
Yeah, she did.
You should thank her immensely after we're done here.
Okay.
All right, Alyssa, this is Don in Twinsburg.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Alyssa.
All right, so I believe that Don has two correct today.
Okay.
Two correct. So, Alyssa,
what?
Don, is that the grandfather clock in the background?
Yes, it is.
What is going on back there, Don?
It tells me about my age a little bit, I guess.
I can't tell. Does that mean we're early or are we right on time?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's 8 o'clock, and usually the clock is correct.
All right, Alyssa, so your challenge here today, you need three correct to beat Don, two correct to tie him today. Here we go. Question one. This TV dad raised three daughters with the help of his brother-in-law and best friend.
Danny Tanner.
Question two. She just announced she has a new album coming out. Her previous album was titled Short and Sweet.
Sabrina.
See, Don, your wife helped with that one. She got Sabrina Carpenter for you.
Yes, she did.
Question three. The Switch 2 is breaking record sales this week. It's made by what company?
Nintendo.
Oh.
Question four. Which U.S. city is famously associated with a brand of cream cheese, even though the product was never actually manufactured there?
I didn't know that it was never manufactured there, actually. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct.
Well, she's hard to beat.
Oh, Don, you're flattering me.
Jeopardy. You need to go on Jeopardy.
Final question. What celebrity chef was in town dining at Fahrenheit earlier this week, and then again the other night at a restaurant in Cuyahoga Falls.
What's his name? Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay is correct. Don, she went 5 for 5.
I know, I heard that.
Hey, I got lucky. Those were some good questions for me.
Those were very hard for me.
But good game, Don.
Don, you did great. It was nice having you as a contestant on the show. Thank your wife for me as well. Are you celebrating Father's Day this weekend, sir?
Yes, I just had my birthday 2 days ago.
Oh, happy belated.
Three quarters of a century.
Oh, wow, that's a biggie.
And happy Father's Day to you as well.
Okay, thank you, and happy Father's Day to you. My name is Don, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thank you for being here this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So after maybe in about a week, downtown Cleveland is going to look a little different, because starting today, the city of Cleveland is going to begin the process of turning Huron Road and Prospect Avenue into one-way streets. And specifically, it's the area near Rocket Arena and Progressive Field. So that part of,
okay,
of Huron and Prospect. So let me see here if I can figure this out. So Prospect is going to be in about a week. So they're going to start construction today. Prospect is going to be one way going westbound. And then Huron is going to be one way going eastbound.
Between, oh, that totally makes sense.
Between 9th and Ontario. I know it makes sense.
Like, I'm trying to like think of it in my brain, and I'm like, no, that I think will actually totally work.
But do you think people are going to be confused by that initially?
Oh, yes.
Especially yes. People that have been driving around downtown Cleveland for years, mm-hmm, and years, and then they come down and they're like, ah, no, I can't go that way now.
Oh,
I
yeah.
could totally see that happening.
That is absolutely going to happen. I think one-way streets, even, they're, to me at least, I feel like they're not super common around downtown. So, like, adding in one-way streets, I think it's going to be like, whoa, wait, what? But, yeah, just be on the lookout for it if you're a downtown driver.
I'm trying to remember, and I'm sure that they are, and this might be the most stupidest thing ever. Do we have other one-way streets in downtown Cleveland? I'm not sure.
Not that I can think of.
I'm not 100% sure if we do. I remember when I lived in Portland. Portland downtown is, everything is a one-way street.
San Diego is.
I don't know how people get around downtown Portland, because it's all one-way streets. And when I moved there, the first time I went downtown, I was freaked out. I had to pull over into a parking garage just because I had no idea what I was doing. It's
really?
Like, I have no idea how to get around this city. And this is, of course, before GPS or anything else. It might be easier now with GPS,
yes,
because if GPS tells me not to turn left, I'm not going to turn left.
Sometimes GPS will steer you wrong, though. It definitely will. Don't always think that it's right, because it tries to tell me to make U-turns where you definitely are not supposed to make U-turns.
So our studios are, we're in the Halley building downtown, and so we are in between Huron and Euclid, but our part of Huron is not going to be turned into a one-way street.
Oh, okay.
Although I heard a long time ago that they were thinking about making our little area of Huron, which is in between, well, it connects to Prospect and then Euclid, so in the Playhouse Square area, I heard they were going to shut that down to traffic completely.
And they were going to do a Dora area, right?
I think that would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
The possibilities of what they could do with that area.
Yeah, that would be really, really fun.
But I don't know how, you know, businesses feel about that. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, when you drive down Huron right now, when we come into work in the morning, there's a ton of street parking. There's a lot of people at meters, mm-hmm, at night. So if they lose those parking spaces, I don't know if they would have an objection to that. But I'm all for it if they decide to do that.
Yeah. I mean, if parking isn't going to be like put up at a crazy premium as a result, I'm all for it.
All right. What do you wish you didn't know about your dad?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's coming up on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I think Drew has a Taylor Swift dad joke. Do you have a Taylor Swift dad joke, Drew?
Why didn't the vampire text Taylor Swift?
Why didn't the vampire text Taylor Swift?
I know this one. I don't want to guess it.
She had bad blood.
What was that?
She had bad blood.
Was that what your answer was?
Yep. Oh, it was good, though. It was still really good.
Drew's got dad jokes all morning long, and we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again this morning, 8:55, Q104. Billie Eilish, you've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. My 10-year-old son, Drew, brought his best dad jokes this morning.
Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
I don't know. Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Because a toothbrush works better.
He's got a good point. It's a very good point he makes.
216-474-0104. That is how you call the show. That is how you text the show. I want to get into what do you wish you didn't know about your dad? We usually do this every year. And sometimes it goes really well. I believe there's a few times it hasn't gone well.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, some of the stories that you get are like, I can't believe that.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
It makes me a little scared. I don't think there's anything that I wish I didn't know about my dad. There's plenty of embarrassing stories I could tell. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything that I would ever say, oh, God, I wish I didn't know that.
Really?
I don't think so. Now, what will be interesting someday, and perhaps this will be something, if this show is permitted to continue for a few more years, maybe we could have Will and Drew ask them, what do you wish you didn't know about me?
Oh, I would love to know their answers.
Yeah.
What do they wish that they had no idea?
Yeah.
No idea about you.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what they would have to say.
But now they know, and you can't unlearn it. The knowledge is out there. It's too late.
You, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
Yeah.
All right, get her out of here.
That's what I'm afraid of. All right, so let's open it up. 216-474-0104, the 2025 edition. What do you wish you didn't know about your dad?
Is it something you saw? Something he did?
216-474-0104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Are you ready?
I'm ready. As ready as I'm going to be.
Veronica in Lorraine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm a little nervous here.
Maybe you should be.
I'm excited.
But Veronica, what do you wish you didn't know about your dad?
So I wish I didn't know that I am... Well, that my father had an affair with my brother's babysitter. and that I am the result of that affair.
Whoa.
Yep.
That is some heavy knowledge to have.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have a lot of questions. The first one being, she was an adult, right? How old was this babysitter / your mom?
Oh, she was like in her mid-20s.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay. I feel a lot better.
No.
I feel so much better now.
Did your dad just have the one time affair with your mom, or did they ever eventually get together?
They did get married, actually.
Really?
My mom is the babysitter, yeah. And they did get married, but they got divorced like 10 years ago.
Mm. Okay. So your dad had an affair with your mom who was babysitting your older brothers. Are they half brothers?
Yeah, they're my half brothers.
Okay. So he ended that relationship with your older brother's mom,
mm-hmm.
married your mom.
Yep.
So how's your dad doing these days? What's he up to? So he's not with his first wife, and he's not with your mom. What's he doing these days?
He's with his third wife, and he has one more kid, my younger half brother.
Oh my gosh!
Wow, talk about a blended family.
Yeah, for real.
I would imagine that it would have been difficult for your mom, as you were growing up, to have any sort of a babysitter or nanny come over to the house.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah.
I'm sure your mom's like, no, we're not going anywhere. I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah, like, never mind. We will not ever leave this house.
I think she got lucky because my aunt was always there.
Oh my God.
My aunt was there to babysit us.
I might even start to be worried about the aunt then at that point. My goodness, I don't know.
Oh man. All right. Well, Veronica, thank you for sharing that with us. Another memorable what I wish I didn't know about my dad.
Truly wish I didn't know it.
Ed Sheeran, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. 21 Pilots dropped some new music and announced a tour.
I saw that. I did not know that they were working on new stuff at all.
New album expected to drop in September, and they announced the Clancy Tour, Breach 2025. It's going to begin September 18th in Cincinnati. There is no Cleveland date on this initial round. And that's sad because they've come
to
Cleveland.
They're Ohio boys.
Yeah, I feel like the last few times that they've been on tour,
mm-hmm.
they've had a Cleveland stop. But
also, I could be wrong on this, but I remember them, at least during COVID, like, pretty sure one of them literally lives in Columbus still.
Like, could be true.
Has, like, owns his house in Columbus. So, like, we're not that far. Come on up, guys.
Tickets go on sale next week, and that is all I know. That is all the information I see right here. So 21.
All right.
Speaking of shows, do we still have Halsey tickets for tonight?
Yeah.
Is that coming up?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I think so.
All right. So Halsey tickets for tonight. If you want to go to Blossom Music Center tonight to see Halsey, we'll get you a Q keyword coming up after 9 this morning. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. Try to give Alyssa another L going into the weekend. Movie passes on the way. The Q Morning Show. Haley in Medina wants to go to the movies. Haley's here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
I have 5 questions right here. When we go through them, if you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Haley?
I'm ready.
Number 1. This TV dad works at a nuclear power plant and loves donuts.
I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind at all? No dad?
No, no dad.
Question 2. In what city can you find Bourbon Street?
Medina?
Question 3. If I am dehydrating meat, what am I making?
Jerky.
Question 4. If you have halitosis, that means you have what?
I also do not know that word.
Final question. This actress gained 30 pounds for a movie where she will play the female boxer, Christy Martin. Name that actress.
I think I'm really bad at this game.
It might just be a bad day, Haley. Do you want to just guess an actress?
I got nobody.
All right, Haley. we'll let you off the hook here, and let's bring Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, please return to the studio. Haley, do you have plans for this weekend? What are you doing?
I actually have a graduation party. I just graduated college.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Where did you graduate from?
Baldwin Wallace.
Oh, okay. My wife is an alumnus of Baldwin Wallace.
That's awesome.
What are your future plans then, Haley?
I actually own a painting business called Ruggers Renovations.
Painting? Did you say painting business?
Yes, I paint houses.
Ooh. That's on our bucket list of things that we want to accomplish at our house, Alyssa. We want to paint our house.
Are you doing what now?
Yeah. This might be fate that Haley is on the line right now, plugging her business during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Haley and Medina.
Oh, good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Alyssa.
All right, Haley, the recent college graduate, did not do so well on Alyssa's College of Knowledge, so I'm not even going to tell you how she did. We're just going to jump in, Alyssa, with your five questions and see how you do. Is that fair?
I guess so. I can't believe you made this more difficult than actual college, Bill.
Question number one. This TV dad works at a nuclear power plant and loves donuts.
Homer Simpson.
Question two. In what city can you find Bourbon Street?
New Orleans.
That is correct. Is there a Bourbon Street in Medina?
Let's look it up.
Because if there is, then I do have to give Haley a point.
No, but there is the Bourbon Street Barrel Room. So it would lead you to believe that there would be a Bourbon Street, but it says Medina does not have one, unfortunately. Okay. I wish that they did. Could you imagine, oh my gosh, if we had like a little like New Orleans in Medina? Who do I need to call about that? Like, let's make the square like the French Quarter. Could you imagine?
You work on that.
I'll see what I can do.
Question three. If I am dehydrating meat, what am I making?
Jerky.
That is correct. Question four. If you have halitosis, that means you have what?
Anemia?
No, halitosis means that you have bad breath.
Much less serious than anemia.
Final question. This actress gained 30 pounds for a movie where she will play the female boxer Christy Martin. Name that actress.
Sydney Sweeney.
That one's correct. Okay, so I think you got 4 out of 5 there, Alyssa.
Whoo, I'll take it.
And Haley, we don't need to mention how she did.
No, Haley, you got that actual degree. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Haley, we are so happy to have you as a contestant this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Congratulations on your recent degree and good luck in your future endeavors as a house painter.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. My name is Haley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.